your asses up. I can't believe I'm still awake. Teferi to Al Cintron on the Fan. Absolute Cintron on the overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Please bond the glass as usual. Well, this has been a rare occasion. And matter of fact, I don't even know when the last time it's happened. The Yankees won. The Mets won. And the Knicks kicked the living you-know-what for the second game in a row in this series of the Atlanta Hawks. Game 5, Madison Square Garden. The game I was at. Now, I've been to a good amount of Knicks playoff games, and I'll get to the negative right now and get it out the way real quick. I was disappointed in the atmosphere at Madison Square Garden last night. I was. I've been to playoff games on Friday, Saturday, whatever day of the week. This is a Tuesday playoff game. This might have been the first time I've ever been to a playoff game on a Tuesday. I was disappointed in the atmosphere. Now, it got loud at times, but I thought it'd be unhinged, and it wasn't. Now, I tried my best not to yell and scream. I tried, but it is difficult at a playoff game to remain calm for myself. Now, maybe if I had a drink or two, it would have been different. But I did not. I behaved. Although the video that was put up by WFN, my eyes looked so glazed over. And that's because I haven't slept. I have not slept. A nap here and there. After the Knicks game, I got home and closed my eyes for a little bit. And then my internal body clock said, get up, it's time to go. So I had to jump in the shower real quick. Get dressed and hop in an Uber, and here I am. But the New York Knicks did what I thought they would do, and that is from the first quarter on, take the air, whatever size sneaker you want, and put it on the Hawks' throat and not let up. And that's what they did. They pounded out the Hawks. The lead increased every quarter. Every quarter. 13. To end the first. 16 at the half. 18 after three. A just straight up beatdown of the Atlanta Hawks. CJ McCollum, nowhere to be found last night. Nowhere to be found. Looked nervous, like a rookie out there. 3 of 10, 6 points, 4 turnovers. The Knicks kept trapping him every time. He looked lost. Again, he looked like a rookie. All the Hawks starters. Matter of fact, every single Hawks player. And I don't know if I've ever seen this in a box score. Every single Hawk player is minus. Every single one. And then you go to the Knicks. Every single player that played. And they played everyone. Because in the fourth quarter late, they brought in the bench guys. I'm talking about deep in the bench. Every single Knicks player was plus. Jeremy Sochan played 3 minutes and scored more points than CJ McCollum. He had 10. 10. I can say the same thing about Mikal Bridges. He had more than him, who had 7. And cost Tommy Nestori his bet. His Bo Bichette home run followed by plus 10 points from Mikal Bridges. Well, Bo Bichette delivered first stab, first pitch, bang! And then Mikal Bridges screwed my bet and his. But the New York Knicks, right out the gates, kicked the Hawks, you know what. And as they say, a rocking chair spot, I think that's what the people like to say. It was. That's what I wanted. I wanted a beatdown. I didn't want a close game. A lot of times when you do go to a game, you want a classic game. I did not want that. I did not want the Hawks to be in this game come the fourth quarter. I didn't want to sit through that. You know, I heard Mike Wilbon talking on ESPN with the guys on the NBA on ESPN guys, Shaq and Barkley. I'm going to say TNT. It's so weird to still say that. And he was like, it feels tense in this building. It's quiet around the city. Pretty much saying Knicks fans are nervous. And I wanted to put my fist through the TV. Because he was dead wrong. What I felt around New York City today was excitement. What I saw is Knick hats everywhere. What I saw was people on public transportation acknowledging each other that had the Knick gear on. A confidence from Knick fans. Not like a fresh inmate at Rikers with a tight you-know-what. No. I felt it around the city. At my hotel job, I felt it. Let's go Knicks. We got this. I'm like, I know. We got this. There was no tense and tightness and quiet. New York is quiet? Are you smoking? We're far from quiet. Even Met fans at 10 and 19 are not quiet. So you couldn't be, you couldn't be, that couldn't be further from the truth. Heading into the Garden on the Long Island Railroad, everyone in Knicks gear looking at each other. You know, I walked on a train and there's a gentleman sitting across from me. He's like, let's go. Everybody on the escalator going up to the Garden. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. That wouldn't be happening if you were nervous. That wouldn't be happening if you weren't confident. You would hear, I hope we win this game. I hope we hang around. No, 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 no. The Knicks in game four kicked the Hawks' asses, and in game five did the same thing. Mike Brown has made all the adjustments. And in game three, you know, I hear everybody praising Cat, and rightfully so. Brunson, his best game of the series, and he had the Hawks on skates. I mean, being there live and watching this, I mean, he had the Hawks were just dancing. The same way C.J. McCollum was cooking Brunson games one and two. They couldn't stop him, and Brunson was doing the cha-cha-cha. Brunson was doing the same thing, had the Hawks defenders doing the same thing. Had him slip sliding all over the place. He had his best game, 39 points. We wanted him to get a 40 burger. Then Knicks committed a foul and took him out. But a guy that's not getting enough credit and a move that I was screaming for while watching the game three, because I kept saying, and I tweeted out, go look it up, Miles McBride should not be running the second unit. His handle in a playoff game is not up to par. Regular season? Sure. Defensive intensity is not there in the regular season, all four quarters, like it is in the playoffs. And the Hawks kept pressing him and pressing him and pressing him. And he just, remember, the Knicks had a nice lead, and all of a sudden they lost it. They kept turning it over. Brunson was guilty of it too. And I was begging for one guy to come in the game who's a pain in the ass. And that's Jose Alvarado. Jose Alvarado last night was sensational as well. Two threes, 12 points, a pain in the ass defender, annoying the hell out of C.J. McCollum. You could see C.J. was frustrated, and I loved every minute of it. Even had a Jose, Jose, Jose chant going on, and Alvarado acknowledged the crowd. Ever since Jose Alvarado started getting minutes in his series, the mood changed. He's been a huge difference maker and a confidence boost for this Knick team. Remember, they were down 2-1. Alvarado was not getting any minutes. And then finally, Mike Brown made the adjustments and let Alvarado run the second unit, put McBride off the ball, had Clarkson in the game. Jordan Clarkson, not known for his defense. He's been playing solid defense. He was a plus 14 last night. Now, Karl-Anthony Towns only had seven shots. And in the first quarter, I will say this. In my section, we were a little annoyed. Because he had no shots. He wasn't getting the touches like he was in game four. See, that's the thing with Karl-Anthony Towns. It's not the amount of shots that he takes. It's the amount of touches he gets. When he's touching the ball, whether it's, you know, off the pick and roll, pick and pop, you know, just facilitating the offense. As long as he's engaged, this Knick team is a tough, tough out. It's the games when he's not involved at all. Well, you get the 6 points, one rebound, five fouls, you know, one of those ridiculous games from him. Seven shots, 16 points, 14 rebounds, six assists, a plus 11. He was awesome. He was awesome. OG Anunoby with another double-double. That's back-to-back double-doubles. Yeah, look at his scoreboard. I'm like, damn, he's got five, six rebounds in the first quarter. This is the OG Anunoby I envisioned for this Knick team when we traded for him. His only issue is staying healthy. He's taking the ball to the basket. He's creating off the dribble. And when he is getting in the lane, he's not looking just to finish with a layup. He's looking to dunk on you. Very aggressive. And I love this OG Anunoby. You know, some online killed him. He's soft. $220 million. What the hell? He's not worth it. No. This OG Anunoby is. The second half of the season, OG Anunoby is. The Knicks did a hell of a job for the most part staying healthy all season long. Keeping OG healthy all season long. Mitchell Robinson healthy all season long. Karl Anthony Towns, go on and on and on. And it's paying dividends right now. Big time. Big time. No, I would like to see more from Mikal Bridges, but I will say this. Him, along with OG and the others, but Bridges and OG in particular, they were very active defensively with their hands. Meaning, clogging up the passing lanes, deflecting balls, creating turnovers that way. The little things that don't show up in a box score. Now, he only had 7 points, Bridges, but defensively, he was really, really good last night. At least this wasn't a zero all across the board. I mean, between him and OG, they must deflect like 10 to 12 balls. I mean, the Hawks inbounding the ball, deflected turnover. The Hawks passing the lane, deflected turnover. The Hawks tried to cut to the basket, deflected turnover. Jose Alvarado, like a mosquito out there. Love to see him get in the minutes. When we traded for him, you know, I said in the playoffs, that's where he's going to come big time. That's where he's going to come up big time for this team. And remember, he was teammates with CJ. So if there's anybody that knows how to be a pain in the ass and get under his skin, they were teammates. It's him. And he's done that. Flexing in his face off a turnover. Love it. Love to see it. And besides the crowd being sound like a regular season crowd. I mean, there's moments, obviously, Knicks hit a couple threes and go up big and the crowd's into it. But besides that, besides the crowd being disappointing for a playoff game, especially 2-2, if there is a Game 7, which I hope there isn't on Saturday, this better not be the crowd that shows up. I don't think it will neither. It'll be a different crowd. But let's hope that's not the case, Game 7. Let's hope there's no Game 7. Let's hope on Thursday night the Knicks go to Atlanta and Lemon Pepper step all over the Hawks' candy asses. That's what I want to see. End this. Knicks should have swept them. This should have been over in 5 at minimum. We have a Game 6. The Knicks have stomped them out the last 2 games, and I don't see it going any different. Thursday night versus the Hawks, whatever time it's starting, 7:30. Same thing I said for last game. First quarter will be everything. Double-digit lead, take the Hawks' hearts right out the gates. That's what I want to see. Don't let the Hawks back in this at all. They're on life support right now. They're on life support. And it's up to Josh Hart, OG Anunoby, Karl-Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, Jalen Brunson, and the rest of the cast of characters having the Hawks on life support to pull the plug and end their season.